from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
here is the 5 o'clock news, first the headlines. Streaming platform expand global reach of Indonesian music. Indonesia's new farming system targets 12.4 tons per hectare, and here is the news in detail. Indonesia's Creative Economy Minister Teguh Rifki Harsha said inclusive and transparent music streaming platforms have expanded global market access for Indonesian musicians. In a statement received on Saturday, Rifki said that music does not only entertain, but also introduces Indonesia's stories, culture, and identity to the world. The minister explained that streaming platforms have expanded access to the music industry while providing more equal opportunities for musicians from various regions to gain wider recognition. Quoted from Antara, Indonesia's creative economy sector currently employs 27.4 million workers, more than half of whom are Generation Z and the millennial generation. Indonesia's Ministry of Industry said the ratification of the draft government regulation on natural gas for domestic needs would help boost manufacturing competitiveness and accelerate the target of achieving 8% economic growth. Quoted from Antara, Minister's spokesperson Febri Henry Antoni Arif said the regulation would ensure stable gas supplies and prices for industries, resolving long-standing issues affecting the implementation of the specific natural gas price policy. Febri said in a statement on Saturday that the regulation would strengthen the national upstream gas sector, support President Prabowo Subianto's energy security agenda, and help manufacturing contribute significantly to the government's target of achieving 8% economic growth by 2029. Next news is coming from Indonesia eases private investment in Ro-Ro Logistics. Indonesia is removing business barriers and additional operational costs to encourage private investment in roll-on, roll-off, or RORO logistics shipping. Transportation Minister Dudi Purwagandhi said during a meeting briefing in Jakarta on Friday that the government welcomes businesses interested in investing in RORO logistics services, provided the projects are commercially viable. He clarified that no subsidy scheme would be provided for RORO vessel operators because logistics services are commercial businesses that must be managed based on each company's economic considerations. Let's move on to our next news, where Indonesia's new farming system targets 12.4 tons per hectare. Indonesia's modern agriculture, advanced agriculture systems would increase rice productivity to as much as 12.4 tons per hectare to support sustainable food self-sufficiency, Agriculture Minister Andi Amran Sulaiman said. The system was developed through nearly 2 years of research and field trials, Amran said in a statement on Saturday. Amran said the system is built on three principles, optimizing plant photosynthesis through 4:1 and 6:1 planting patterns, increasing crop populations through continuous planting, and applying precision agriculture to improve the efficiency of production inputs. Indonesia's Jambi prepares for UNESCO review of Meranjin Geopark. Indonesia's Jambi provincial government is stepping up conservation efforts to help the Meranjin Jambi Geopark retain its UNESCO Global Geopark status during this year's revalidation. Jambi Governor Al Haris said on Saturday that local communities have continued to protect the area and prevent environmental damage to ensure the geopark maintains its international recognition. Al Haris added that the Maranjin District Administration had formed an integrated team to safeguard the geopark from damage and preserve its status as a world-class natural heritage site. Next news is on Indonesia. Croatia moved to advance migrant worker cooperation. Indonesia and Croatia have agreed to expedite the finalization of an MOU on the placement of Indonesian migrant workers in hospitality sector, according to a statement from Indonesia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs. The ministry stated in Jakarta on Saturday that Deputy Foreign Minister M. Anies Mata secured the shared commitment following a meeting with the State Secretary at Croatia's Ministry of Foreign and European Affairs, Frano Matusi, during Mata's visit to Croatia on June 24th to 27th. Mata and Matusi discussed the deepening cooperation across strategic sectors, including trade and investment, education, digitalization, tourism, and the defense industry, while highlighting Croatia's support for Indonesian interests in Europe. Let's move on to Prabowo urges vigilance over nuclear and AI developments. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto pointed out that technological developments, including nuclear technology and artificial intelligence, do not always have a positive impact on humanity. Prabowo remarked during the closing ceremony of the Indonesian National Convention on Science, Technology and Industry Convention 2026 in Jakarta on Sunday that the same technology also has a destructive potential that could threaten human civilization. Last but not least, we have news from APEC tourism ministers push digital innovation for growth. Digital innovation, seamless travel, and stronger regional cooperation took center stage as APEC tourism ministers met in Macau, China, to chart the next phase of tourism growth across the Asia Pacific. China's Minister of Culture and Tourism, Sun Yili, said in a statement published on the APEC website on Sunday that there are three priorities to deepen regional tourism cooperation: accelerating digital innovation, strengthening practical collaboration to make travel more seamless, and ensuring that the benefits of tourism are shared more broadly across communities. The discussions build on the ongoing work of APEC's Tourism Working Group to modernize the tourism sector. And that was the news.
Sila. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Hello, Voice of Indonesia listener. Today, I'll discuss a song by Katon Bagaskara. Ignatius Bagaskoro Katon, better known as Katon Bagaskara, is an actor, composer, songwriter, and singer. He is widely recognized as the lead vocalist of the music group Club Project. However, in 1993, he also released a solo album titled Katon Bagaskara. One of the standout tracks from the album is Negeri Di Awan, a song he created and produced with his older brother, Andre Manika. Negeri Di Awan conveyed the meaning of a loving relationship that adds true color to life. The song also portrays the beauty of the highland in Dieng, Central Java, often referred to as the land above the clouds. Listener, here is Katon Bagaskara with Negeri Di Awan. Happy listen.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
The World Cup is coming! Know better everything about the World Cup. From big moments that make you go, wait, what? To facts you might have missed. Soccer Fiesta.
Soccer Fiesta.
Quick and fun World Cup trivia. Available every day on voinews.id, RRA Digital, and YouTube VOI Official. Soccer Fiesta.
Did you know that throughout the history of the World Cup, there have always been iconic celebrations? Here are three of them. First, David Beckham in 2002. He scored a penalty against Argentina and celebrated by kissing the England badge, a truly emotional moment of redemption. Then there is Robbie Keane in 2002. His celebration was simple but iconic. He pretended to be Robin Hood, starting with a cartwheel and then mimicking pulling a bow and arrow. Simple, but very memorable. Lastly, Bebeto in 1994. After scoring, he celebrated as if he were rocking a baby. It turned out he had just welcomed a child. So it wasn't just about football, but also personal happiness.
Whoa! Soccer Fiesta!
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Here is quote of the day. Patience has no limits. If there is a limit, it means you have no patience. That's a quote by Kiai Haji Abdurrahman Wahid, or familiarly known as Gus Dur, an Indonesian Muslim figure from the Nahdlatul Ulama. He served as the fourth president of the Republic of Indonesia from 1999 to 2001. And that's quote of the day.
Soccer Fiesta.
Did you know football has the power to bring people together? Yes, it really does. In Indonesia, watching football together has become a special way to build connection and togetherness. We call it Nobar, short for Nonton Bareng, which means watching a match together, not in a stadium, but through a live broadcast on TV. From cities to villages, people gather in all kinds of places, on house terraces, in small community spaces, just to enjoy the game side by side. It's not always on a television either. Sometimes, to get a bigger view, they use projectors and screen the match onto a large white surface. And because of time differences with the countries hosting the matches, these gatherings often happen late at night, even lasting until early morning. But that's part of what makes it so special. Watching together makes every moment more exciting, especially when a goal is scored and the whole place erupts in celebration. In the end, Nobar is more than just watching a game together. It's about coming together, sharing joy, and celebrating connection through football.
Soccer Fiesta.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kapan terakhir kali kamu dapat tertidur tenang? Tak perlu memikirkan tentang apa yang akan datang di esok hari. Tubuh yang berpatah hati bergantung pada gaji, berlomba jadi asri, mengais validasi. Dan aku pun tak hadir, seakan paling mahir menenangkan dirimu yang merasa terpinggirkan. Dunia tak pernah adil, kita semua gagal. Angkat minumanmu, bersedih bersama-sama. Sia-sia pada akhirnya, putus asa, terekam beri semua. Masalahnya lebih dari
paham gambar dirimu yang terabadikan bertaut. Silam putra-putri sakit hati, ayah ibu sendiri, komitmen lama mati, hubungan yang menyepi. Wisata masa lalu, kau hanya merindu mencari pelarian dari pengabdian yang terbakar sinar, mengapur berbu. Kita semua gagal, ambil sedikit tisu, bersedihlah secukupnya. Secukupnya, kan masih ada penggantinya. Belum waktunya kau bisa menjawabnya. Secukupnya, oh ya, sirna, kan kembali lagi.
Of Indonesia.
Tolerance is an important part which is inseparable from life philosophy of Indonesians. Religious people live side by side peacefully, respecting each other in doing religious activities according to their faith. Now we take you to Kudus, a city situated in Central Java Province, which is not only popularly called as Cigarette City, but also popular with its people who still highly uphold tolerance values between religious people, and it is teaching passed on by Sunan Kudus.
Ajaran-ajaran beliau.
Kudus people still uphold his teaching, especially those living around tower. His teaching includes tolerance.
According to Denny Nur Hakim, staff of Menara Mosque Foundation and Sunan Kudus Tomb, who is also maintenance keeper of Central Java Cultural Reserve, tolerance between religious people that Sunan Kudus taught is not becoming fanatic people.
Kalau kita lihat di sebelah timur dari kompleks masjid Menara,
if we see in the east of Menara Mosque complex, there is a temple. In the south of the temple, it was a settlement of Chinese people where they may still live there until now.
According to Denny, tolerance between religious people that Sunan Kudus taught keeps local people away from disputes amid diversity. Another form of tolerance between religious people in Kudus is prohibition to slaughter cow, which is a holy animal for Hindu people.
Sebelum Sunan Kudus tiba di Kudus,
before Sunan Kudus arrived in Kudus, Hindus have lived here, so Sunan Kudus came later. So, Sunan Kudus prohibited his followers to slaughter cow because it is an animal that Hindu people adore.
Until at present, prohibition to slaughter cow in Kudus still prevails. They replace the needs of meat by slaughtering buffalo.
Ini mungkin kalau kita lihat di daerah.
This is why there is no cow in slaughterhouse in Kudus. There is no beef satay in Kudus, but buffalo satay.
Although in Kudus there is prohibition to slaughter cow, consuming cow remains allowed as revealed by Denny Nurhakim.
Sunan Kudus itu tidak melarang pengikutnya untuk memakan daging sapi.
Sunan Kudus did not prohibit his followers to eat beef. Until now, we can see that Kudus people love beef, but they do not slaughter cow. The beef mostly comes from out of the city, though.
This tradition is still maintained from generation to generation through various examples that people can see and follow.
Yang jelas kita tidak hanya menyampaikan itu.
One thing for sure is that we not only prohibit, but we also give examples. So on Idul Adha, Islamic Sacrifice Day, and Penggantian Luwur or Buka Luwur tradition, we always slaughter buffalo, not cow. We do not call for it, but we give examples.
Kudus people do not need call and reminder to slaughter cow, which is tolerance teaching between religious people from Sunan Kudus.
Kita hanya memberikan contoh aja gitu. Jadi
we just give examples without calling for it because they already know it. It is better to give concrete examples to the people.
Tolerance taught by Sunan Kudus to his followers in Kudus gives a good character heritage in this place, so that they are popular as people who live peacefully and uphold mutual respect. That was our expedition of Voice of Indonesia on Kudus people tolerance culture through tradition to prohibit cow slaughtering, which is teaching heritage of Sunan Kudus.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Hujan, rintik demi rintik membasahi muka bumi saat itu penuh dengan payung seketika jas hujan dicari-cari semua orang inginkan teduh hujan wanita itu dengarkan lagu yang doakan cepat berpindah hati.
Today's Indonesian Wonder is featuring the beauty of Walanda Waterfall in Bandung, West Java. West Bandung has abundant natural tourism potential, and one of them is the Walanda Waterfall located in Gugunturan Citatah Village Cipatat Subdistrict, West Bandung Region C. This waterfall is one of the leading tourist attractions in Cipatat. Walanda Waterfall has its own uniqueness because the water flows from a tunnel that is approximately 162 meters long and 8 to 10 meters high in diameter. The height of the Walanda Waterfall is approximately 20 meters and flows into the Cirawa River, which continues to connect to the Cimeta River. The Walanda Waterfall Tunnel has existed since the Dutch colonial era, built around 1889 to supply water for steam trains at Cipatat Station. The name Walanda is thought to come from the word Belanda, which means Dutch in Bahasa Indonesia, which is related to the construction of the Bandung-Cianjur railway line in the past. In addition to having a waterfall that is hundreds of years old, the view of the green rice fields and the Cirawa River is also full of the history of ancient Bandung. Several facilities that have been built, such as the Rainbow Bridge, which is located right in front of the Walanda Waterfall, are also very suitable for photo spots. In addition to enjoying the scenery around the waterfall, you can also rest in the huts that have been provided. According to the manager of Curug Walanda or Walanda Waterfall, this tourist attraction will also build a spot for indigenous West Java or Sundanese art performances and traditional Sundanese musical instruments such as the Tarawangsa musical instrument and Beluk performance. Tarawangsa is a stringed instrument that only has 2 to 3 strings. Meanwhile, Sundanese art beluk is a form of Sundanese vocal art that relies on vocal strength without musical accompaniment. Beluk artists are able to create beautiful and complex melodies using only their voices. The sounds produced are usually high pitch and have distinctive curves. Thank you. Curug Walanda, Curug means waterfall, can easily be reached by car. From the center of Bandung to the location of Curug Walanda, it takes about 1.5 hours. And if you are from the city of Bandung, you can use the route towards Padalarang and then Cipatah. After parking your vehicle, you will have to walk about 20 minutes to the village road that passes the Bandung-Cianjur Railway that is no longer operational. From the railway, it only takes 10 minutes to arrive at the location of Curug Walanda. If using a motorbike, visitors can go directly to the parking lot next to the waterfall. That was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder. Tomorrow we will meet again with another interesting topic. Bye now!
Voice of Indonesia.
GAC.
Memang kau tadi sisiku, memang kau jauh dariku. Namun selama kau di hati, ku nantikan selalu kehadiranmu.
I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out.
Berbaring di dalam kamar tidurku, menantikan selalu kabar darimu. Melihat fotomu, yes it helps a little. Tak berarti ku tak rindu kau keliru.
I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out.
Dan ku kan selalu milikmu, walaupun aku harus jauh dari sisimu. Dalam hatiku berkenang kamu. Jangan kau ragu, takut aku pergi darimu. Aku heran, telepon darimu makes it so much better.
I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out.
I believe that.
I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out.
Jangan kau ragu, takut aku pergi darimu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Music Corner. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Of course, today I'm going to give you a discuss a song by Bob Tutupoli. Bobby Willem Tutupoli, or Bob Tutupoli, was quite familiar with awards throughout his career. In 1978, along with Grace Simon, Bob Tutupoli was chosen to be the representative of Indonesia in the Asian Celebrities Exchange. After that, he became the first winner of the 1980s Popular Song Festivals and represented Indonesia at the International Festivals in Budokan Hall, Japan. In Indonesia, Bob Tutupoli started to mark his fame through his song Widuri. The song, which was composed by Slamet Adriadi, was released in 1977. This hit song seems to be timeless, as there are many Indonesian musicians such as Yuni Shara and Delon who rearranged the song. The song itself tells about a man who adores a beautiful girl, namely Widuri. Well, listener, here is a song Widuri by Bob Tutupoli. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Happy listening.
Cahaya sinar pelangi, lalu engkau tersenyum. Ku menyesali diri, tak tahu apakah arti senyummu. Dengan pelusan titik air mata, engkau bisikan deritu. Dalam keharuan, setelah tahu apa yang terjadi, sekian lama dan kau hidup seorang diri, ku ingin membalut luka hatimu.
For staying tuned through our audio streaming, and don't forget to follow our YouTube account at VOI Official or Instagram account at VOI _official. I'm Kyra. Thank you for listening, and see you next week.